This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
As we continue to commemorate the 20th anniversary of Commonwealth Agri-Energy, we'll learn about some additional products that come out of Kentucky's ethanol plant. General Manager Mick Henderson says the COVID-19 pandemic produced some challenges, but also resulted in some new products.
4 years now, we got into hand sanitizer ethanol. We only did it for like 6 months, but it was a profitable 6 months because right after toilet paper, hand sanitizer was scarce in the U.S.
Henderson says they were able to provide a product to assist distilleries.
We supplied a lot of nearby bourbon distilleries, actually, that were going to be forced to shut down. We provided them with a 190-proof ethanol that they can make into hand sanitizer.
He adds hand sanitizer helped with the development of another market.
About 10% of our production can leave the site as 190-proof spirits that can be used for beverage.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
The Case IH Farmall 100-day series tractors come equipped with a powerful, fuel-efficient Tier 4B final engine with horsepowers ranging from 110 to 140. Visit H&R AgriPower to experience this robust, simple, easy-to-operate tractor, perfect for livestock producers or smaller-scale farmers. Updates include a new control panel that moves and tilts with the steering wheel, an electronically controlled engine, and an economical drivetrain. For more information, visit H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Owensboro, Morganfield, and Mayfield today.
Farm Credit Mid-America is a lender that has farmers' backs. With its patronage program, they give patronage-eligible customer owners a portion of their profits as cash. To date, patronage-eligible customer owners have gotten back more than $1.25 billion as patronage over the last 8 years. It's one more way Farm Credit Mid-America is showing up for farmers and strengthening rural communities. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. For more on patronage eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You're listening to Traveling to Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America.
Commonwealth Agri-Energy's Mick Henderson says ethanol is now used in some food products.
It also is a food-grade product, kosher food-grade product, that is used in wine, cooking wine. It's used in vinegar, and it's used in hand sanitizer.
He adds it's just more ways Kentucky corn is being processed in the state.
There is another market for it as a recreational vehicle antifreeze. Those are four big customers for that one product, and that's developed in the last 4 years as a significant portion of our product line.
Follow Traveling to Bluegrass on Facebook and other social media and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com, Apple, Google, or Spotify. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.